Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, here it is, the second Thursday in January already. And for the new people who weren't here last week, in the month of January, we're going to talk about renewal. And what we mean by renewal is renewing your thinking, renewing your mind, so that in this year, 2008, you will not repeat 2007. So that you can have a new life. And that's what this teaching is all about, is to teach you that you can change your mind about anything. And what you think about, you bring about. That's the whole idea of metaphysics. That's the whole idea of using your mind so that it works for you instead of against you. So we are the ones who have to plant in our minds what we want for the new year. So this is only the second Thursday in January. So you could start. These are not affirmations and so forth. What do other people make at the beginning of the year?
Resolutions.
These are not resolutions that fall apart halfway through. This is a system to really start thinking differently. And you're always going to be starting differently to think about yourself. It's always going to start there. And I'm always going to tell you that it's a mental world, because we forget that constantly, because the outside world is very convincing. And so is your mind very convincing. And your mind loves to convince you that this is not a mental world, that it is a physical world, that it is a material world. And it's absolutely a mental world. All things that come into existence on this plane of action come into existence through the mind. You must first think about it before it manifests in your life. So whatever you want in 2008, start to think what you want, and then give yourself permission to have what you want, and then go after that, because it's always going to be treat. When we use the word treat, that just means prayer or affirmation. You have to treat and then move your feet. You always have to do something. Many people think that metaphysics or this type of a teaching, you can sit there and just constantly think and bring something into existence. Very rarely will that happen for you. You have to do something, because this thing that we call the universe and this law that we talk about called the law of cause and effect, if anyone has seen The Secret, that all deals with the law of cause and effect. They happen to call it The Secret. It's no secret. It's been around for hundreds and hundreds of years. It's exactly what one of the master teachers, Jesus, taught, that it's the law of your mind that's doing everything for you, and it's bringing everything into your life. So if you think you're going to be successful and you feel successful, you will be successful. So it's dwelling on what you want and not on what you don't want. It's dwelling on what you have and not what you don't have. So that's a decision that you have to make. All life is a choice, and you can choose the way you want to think. I've had a client coming to me for a couple months now, and on Tuesday night, she finally had a little breakthrough and discovered that she said, you know, I don't have to think negative if I don't want to. And I said, that's absolutely right. But she's been around so many people who think negative, and you get into that whole thing, you start to think the same way. And now she realizes she can withdraw from that and start to think positive thoughts, not only about the people and the places and all that, but about herself. And that's what it's all about, learning to think positive about yourself. What do you think about yourself day in and day out? Remember, Henry David Thoreau said, what a man thinks about all day long, he becomes. So what are you thinking about? Are you thinking success? Are you thinking good things for yourself? Do you see a wonderful future for yourself? Or are you frightened to death of the future? You see? you have to realize that this thing that we call God is always moving forward. And God is always taking you from your good to your greater good, and always moving you from glory to greater glory. That is the way it works. That is the way the law of cause and effect works. But we start to think differently. And when we start to think that we're going to live under the bridge, that tells you that your thinking isn't quite right. You have to realize what? Money is always freely circulating in your life, and you always have a divine surplus. I'm sorry for the... tell me your name again.
Susan.
Susan, being new, the title of this class is Prosperity and Abundance, Including Money.
That's okay.
But we talk about tons of other things because what most people don't understand, money is always going to be a byproduct or a side effect of what you're thinking. So the whole idea is to learn to think differently about yourself, about the world, about money, about God, you see. And then your whole life changes in front of you. So we teach here that you have to be worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. Those are the four basic elements or platforms or foundation that you need in all your thinking. You must always come from the idea that you're worthy, that you're deserving, that you're totally lovable, and that you matter. So when somebody gives you a gift and you say, oh, you shouldn't have, what is that telling you? Telling you you're not worthy, you're not deserving. You see, you're not lovable and you don't matter. You must take that gift and say, thank you very much, more please. You see, but people deny their good all the time. Then they wonder where their good is. You can't keep denying your good. Or after a while, you're not even going to get any good, you see. So you have to see that for yourself. And you have to be prepared to accept things and accept marvelous things. The more you can accept, the more will be offered to you. In the Bible, there's a statement, to he who has, more is added. To he who has, more is added. That means, how big is your consciousness? The bigger your consciousness is, the more will be added to it. It's like looking at the difference between a little thimble, a bucket, a great big container. How big is your container? So in the new year, ask yourself, how big is my container? Can I contain all this? Can I really have all of this? And then go on from there. But it's always going to boil down so that it's a mental world, and it's going to boil down to what you're thinking about yourself. So you have to think that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. So with that, let's do the matter dance. Susan, you don't know the matter dance?
I don't yet.
No.
I think I've heard of it.
It'll take you just a minute. It's not difficult. Because it's what you're doing. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. Now, we like to do that all day long. We like to think about that all day long. Not just on Thursday nights and not just when you're feeling good about yourself. Force yourself to say that constantly. The more you say that, the more it gets embedded into your consciousness, into your mind, into your thinking. All the old thoughts will start to go away. And that's what you want. You see, in 2008, this renewal thing that we're doing has to be done with your thinking, with your mind. Otherwise, you're just going to keep repeating last year. I'm just going to keep repeating last year. All right, let me read something to you. This is a wonderful thing. This is a book you gave me. We have a saying here, which is, all that I am is God, but I am not all that God is. So this is a little thing. It's wonderful. I'll read it. Okay, God in me. God in me and I in thee, so you see just unity. No suffering, no sin, no negativity within. No sickness or pains, just God who reigns. God in me and I in thee, so you see no duality. No bad, just good, only one. I've claimed my right, the kingdom's come. No night, just day, I can safely say, God in me and I in thee. So you see, no poverty, no limitations in any way. Just light, love in my aura's ray. And joy and beauty, wisdom and power, they are life in me. I am the spiritual flower. I think that's wonderful. The whole idea in this new year of 2008 is to realize that all you are is God, that you are not all that God is. That this thing that we call God, you can call it anything you want, by the way. You can call it Henry, Harry, cosmic power. God doesn't care, you see. God's far and above caring about such things. God does not have an ego like we do. And God is always going to be beyond thoughts and words. Anytime we try to describe God, we're making God finite, and God is infinite. But we do use little things. Each and every one of us has a God that we have in our minds. You can change your thoughts about that at any time you wish. I tell people, if you're not getting what you want out of life, it's because your God is too small. You must kick that God out and get a bigger, better God. Because God is infinite, and we just keep finding out more and more things about God. So, if you want a healing, anything that you want, and you're not receiving that, it's because your God is too small. So, you have to get a new concept of God, and you do that with your own thinking, with your own mind. So, in this year, think about that. Every time you're doing something, know that you're connected to this God power, that this power that we call God is in you, and that God is always going to be in, as, and through you. That God can only make miracles, can only do for you what God can do through you. What does that mean? Through your thinking. But God cannot change your thinking. Only you can change your thinking. You see, God loves you so much that God allows you to have total freedom. And one of the total freedoms that we have on this plane of action is that we can think negatively or we can think positively. And the more we think positive, the more we create that in our lives. There does not need to be all the negativity that's going on. You do not need to associate with the doomers and gloomers in this world. Get rid of those people in your life. They will bring you no good news. They will bring nothing to the table whatsoever except doom and gloom. And that is not what we're on this plane of action for, to have that dooming and glooming. You can have it if you want. That's your choice. So it always is going to boil down to life as a choice. What are you choosing for yourself? What are you choosing for yourself? Once you make a decision, the whole universe comes and backs you up in that decision. So if you want to change your life, you have to change your idea about yourself and about this thing called God. You have to realize that this is a responsive universe that we live in. That this universe responds to every thought, to every word that you utter. You see, remember what it says in the Bible, in the beginning there was the Word. There's always the Word. There is where your power is. This is your power source. You give out the word. Why do we say that? Because this universe is vibrations. Everything that you see here is vibrating. And you see it the way it is because of the way it is vibrating. Everything vibrates at a different level. The table vibrates at a different level than the flowers. So therefore, we can distinguish the vibrations. We just don't feel those and we don't see those. But that's why that works. So the word is vibration. When it goes out, it causes a vibration. And that vibration goes someplace, does something, and comes back to you. And that's what you have to realize. So, the power is in your word. Florence Shin, a wonderful old metaphysician, said, your word is your wand. Your word is your wand, which is a wonderful thing to remember. So, what are you talking about? That not only means, what are you uttering from here? What is the inner conversation that's going on inside of you? The conversation that's going on inside of you is much more important than the conversation that's going on the outside of life, you see. There's always going to be a conversation going on the outside of life. And when we are born, we're born into a conversation that's already going on. You see, when I was born in the 1940s, there was a completely different conversation going on than there is now, you see. So we're born into a conversation. But the inner conversation that we have to deal with in our lives, we're always trying to change the outside world. You cannot change the outside world. So give that idea up that you can change anything on the outside of life. It's an impossibility. But you can change the inside of life. You can change what you're thinking about, what that internal dialogue is, what that voice is in your head that's telling you something all the time. You can change that so that it tells you what you want to hear instead of letting it just tell you anything. Now, your mind loves to tell you that you're not okay, that you don't do enough. It tells you all kinds of things that you do not need to hear. But you think, oh, that's real. It is not real. The mind just loves to chatter. And that's what it's called, mind chatter. It's also called yama yama. Some people call it the monkey mind, and some people call it Radio China, you see, because it's just going to, the static's in there. It's just going to keep going. So our idea in metaphysics is to fine-tune that, turn that down so that you hear what you want to hear about yourself. And it'll work for you. I've done it in my own life. You have changed your thinking in your life. So we know that we can change our thinking. Once we change our thinking, the outside world changes. The outside world changes. But you can't work on the outside and make it change. It has to come from the inside to the outside. And everyone wants to work on the outside of life. They want to change something on their outside. You can't do that. Look how many people want to go on diets to change something on the outside. They want a facelift. They want this, that, and the other thing. But unless you change your thinking about yourself, I don't care how many facelifts you have, how much weight you lose, you still don't feel good about yourself. So the whole idea in life is to feel good about yourself. Why should you feel good about yourself? Because you are a wonderful creation. You're an individualized expression of this thing that is called God. God does not make junk. You've heard that 100,000 times in your life. So now you have to start believing it. You see, in 2008, it's time to start using this teaching. This is a practical teaching to be used every day of your life. You have to have a communion with this thing that we call God in your way, not in my way. You know, you can talk to God just like a friend. You don't have to be down on your knees. You don't have to go to church. You don't have to do any of those things. God is present everywhere. This thing that we call God never yelled down from heaven, "Build me a church." No, God never did that. Man said, "Oh, let's build a church. Let's build a church about this." So let me tell you a cute story about this. Years ago, there was a person who discovered this most wonderful little cave. And you could go into this cave right down. And in there, it was a sanctuary. And you could get all your answers. And it was just wonderful to go there. So somebody said, "Oh, let's mark this spot. Let's put stones around this so that we can find it." Okay. Then somebody said, "Well, let's build more stones." And somebody said, "Well, let's build it up. Well, let's put an altar on top of it." So they put an altar on top of it. Then somebody said, "Well, since we have this altar, let's build a facade around it. Let's build a temple or a church around this so people can come here and worship." So they did all that. And the place filled up. But no one ever went down the cave again because they made an altar out of it. They encased it and closed it in. That's what we have done. That's what we have done with religion. That's why so many people don't get much out of God, because they're looking at all the trappings. So get rid of all those trappings. take down the altar, get rid of those stones, and go down yourself into that well, into that cave, and get your inspiration. Well, what do we mean by that? That's a metaphor for going within. It's a metaphor for going within. All the answers that you want in life are inside of you. They're not on the outside. You know the answers. So ask, what is the answer to this? What is the purpose of my life? Where am I going? And go inside, listen, and that will be revealed to you. Wonderful, wonderful thing. Wonderful thing. I have all kinds of little things here tonight. You were taught to put away your former way of life, your old self, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to clothe yourself with the new self. Oh, isn't that wonderful? That is what it's all about. That's what this new year is about. Put your former life away. It wasn't serving you, was it? You see? So it's time to be reborn. But you were reborn in mind. You're reborn in spirit. So let me read that again. You were taught to put away your former way of life, your old self, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to clothe yourself with the new self. I think that's absolutely a wonderful thing. And that's what life is all about, is learning to change, learning to do that. All right, here, for the new year. When we wake up and realize we no longer live in the consciousness of the inadequacies of our past. The inadequacies of our past. Don't drag your past with you. That's why it's called the past. It's done. It's over. In the Bible it says, let the dead bury the dead. You cannot go back and do anything about what happened to you, even from this morning. So you let that go. And you learn to live in this thing that we call the eternal now. In the eternal now. And that's what you can do in 2008. So, learn to forgive yourself for the past. Stop thinking about the past. And if you want to bring up all that stuff, well, I'd have been better if my parents would have done this, that, and the other to me, please stop that. It's very boring. No one wants to hear it anymore. No, at least not in this group. Some other group you can tell all your woes to. Your parents did the very best they knew how to do. It may not have been what you thought was the best, but they thought it was the best, you see. And don't take it personally what your parents did. They'd have done it to anybody. And that's a good thing to remember in the new year. Don't take anything personally. Don't take it personally. People are not out to get you. You are not the target. People are doing the very best they know how to do. They're doing the very best they know how to do. I get very upset sometimes. And I have to remind myself, Dallas, you're not the only person in the world. They're not talking to you. They're just doing that, and they would do it to anybody. Once you realize that you are not the target, and you realize not to take things personally, your life changes a great deal. Your life changes a great deal. How many people do you know all day long collect all that stuff so at nighttime they can come home, how was your day? Well, you should. This one said this to me, this one did this, that one did that. My boss was mean to me, this happened, that happened, a customer did this, and that you want is your life. You know, those things happen. So, love them, bless them, release them. And when somebody says, how was your day? Say, wonderful, wonderful, because it was wonderful. And it was also a miracle. Your whole day turned into a miracle. The mere fact that we're up and moving, that we're animated at all, is a miracle. No one knows how that's done. You see, no one knows. We can decide, scientists can tell us, oh, well, there's, you know, electrical current running through this, is happening, that's how you move your hand. Well, that's only half of it, that's how you move your hand. We don't know how all that's done. We don't know how the heart starts to beat. Do you realize that? There's not a person on this earth that knows why the heart starts to beat. You know, the heart starts to form in the fetus. And then all of a sudden it starts to beat, but it beats from, it starts to beat from inside itself. It just starts to beat. Why? Why does it do that? We don't know. We don't know how that's done. So we are miracles, and we're walking miracles all the time. No one knows how you eat a carrot. You know, well, we know how to eat a carrot. But once we eat that carrot, we have no idea how that carrot becomes a fingernail. We have no idea how that happens. No one on this planet knows how that happens. You see, all the stuff you eat turns into something else. See? No one can figure that out. So there has to be an intelligence in the universe, and you have to be part of that intelligence. I was watching a little program the other night. I watched, I think, Channel 6. I never remember. But I always call it the educational station. People always correct me. But I'll call it the educational station. And it was on seeds. You know, all plants put out seeds. And how intelligent those seeds are. How they can travel from one place to the other. How some of them have little mechanisms to be able to bore down into the ground. They have other things. Some of them... that stick to things and are carried here, there, and everywhere on the animal, and it sticks to the animal and off they go. I think they're called devil claws. Well, a man was investigating those, and that's what he discovered, all these little tiny things. So, with that, looking at the seeds and so forth, he developed Velcro. Because Velcro, two things stick together. Just like seeds that stick to something so it can travel to the next place. Absolutely fascinating. You cannot see these different things, know these different things, and think this is a random universe, that there's not an intelligence behind it. There is an intelligence behind it. You have to know that you're part of that intelligence. That's why we can make this statement, all that I am is God, but I am not all that God is. And that this universe is responsive to you. You see, the universe is responsive to you because you're part of it. You see, this thing called God would be incomplete without you. God needs each and every one of us. We complete this thing that's called God, but we're individualized in that. You've often heard me say, God is not in us. Like a raisin in a cookie, we are in God. Like a wave in the ocean. And this is what we're part of, this whole thing. So then after you convince yourself of that, and that this is a responsive universe, then you realize you can have what you want by merely asking for it, and then doing something about it. And then God will back you up in that. Once you make a decision, the whole universe comes and backs you up in that. I have a wonderful little German proverb in my bedroom which says, start to weave and God will furnish the thread. But people don't start. You must always start. After you have your desire, after you have your idea, you just can't sit there and go, mmm, and think that something's going to happen. You have to then get up and walk around. You have to go out. And all of a sudden, somebody says, oh, look, this, and it all fit together. What you want. It all fits together. You see, you cannot have a desire without having all the things to make that desire come true. This thing that we call God is not a cruel God. God does not do that to people. You cannot get a desire and not be able to fulfill that desire. Everything in the universe is working to fulfill your desires. And everything that you need to fulfill that desire is being readied for you. Is being readied for you. So you have to know that type of thing. This is how you change from one year to the next. This is how you make 2008 a much different year than you've ever had. By learning to accept these things. Not just listening to them and say, oh, that sounds absolutely right. Oh, yes, I understand the law of cause and effect. Well, you can understand the law of cause and effect, but you have to do something about it. But you have to do something about it. You see? Okay, let's go on here. Inadequacies of our past. Our perceptions of the present moment change for the better and for our future improvement when we give up the past. When we give up the inadequacies of the past, our perceptions of the present moment change for the better and our futures improve. You see, your life is your perspective. What are you perceiving? See, you've heard me say this many times, we do not see with the eyes, we see with the mind. You see, that's why it's a mental world that you live in. So when you start to believe here, you start to see there. You see, so believe more in yourself, more in God, more in the universe, and realize this is a wonderful experience you're going through. Wonderful experience you're going through. Now, if you're running into difficulties and you keep dwelling on those difficulties, yes, the world now looks awful and more difficulties are going to keep coming. Because the thing about the law of cause and effect is, the more you think about something, the more you get from it. So if you want money to be in your life, you have to start to think about money. You have to think about, how can I create money? How can I create money? And then start to see, start to ask for ideas, and they will come to you. We know our successes are not dependent on circumstances, place, or person, but on the caliber of our own thought, devotion, and commitment to our chosen activities. We know that our successes are not dependent on circumstances. You see, the world wants to tell you that the circumstances that are going on is what's controlling your life. People worry about the stock market. They worry about the economy. They worry about gas going hog wild. My cousin, who sends me many things over the internet, sent me today something where she gets this stuff beyond me. It was entitled, "This is not a hotel, it's a home." And it was several pictures inside and outside of the most grandiose place I've ever seen. Of course, it belongs to an Arab sheik. And all the Rolls Royces out front, plus he's got a silver Mercedes. But it's not painted silver. It's real silver on the outside. Now, the little thing there is, see what they're buying with our gas money. I'm delighted that they have that money. I don't resent an Arab. We don't have to buy their oil. That's a choice that we make. If you don't want him to have that, don't drive all over town all the time. You see. But if he has the money and he wants to build that big thing, more power to him. More power to him. She sent it out, I'm sure, to think, oh, isn't that awful? It, such waste of money, and we're the ones that built that. Well, we didn't build it. We bought the oil, you see. And thank goodness, somebody knew enough to have all that oil, and be able to sell all that oil. So I look at that and say, if they can have it, I can have it. You see, and that's what you must always look at when you see rich people. You must realize, if they can have it, I can have it, because God does not show favorites. But we say, now look at that sheik, and we get all upset because that sheik has so much. So we think, if that sheik has all that, we can't have it. We can't have all that money because we don't have oil. Does Oprah have oil? Do all these rich people who make tons of money someplace else have oil? No. But right now, people are saying, if you have oil, you're making a fortune. That will change, but more power to them. And if you don't want to participate in it, give up your car. I never worry about the price of gas. I get dumbfounded by it, but I don't worry about it. you say. But I don't worry about it. If I want it, I buy it. If I have the money, I pay for it. You see? But I don't say, oh, isn't that awful, the price of gas, you know. When I was a child, it was 25 cents a gallon. $3, fill up the tank. I filled up my tank the other day, it was $50. My mind said to me, $50? Dallas, do you remember when you only made $100 a week? And now we're giving 50 of it to the gas tank. That's life. Don't. If you worry about all that, that's not a money consciousness. That's not a money consciousness. You see, you're saying there's not enough to go around, and you're saying, I can't afford these things. Never let your mind tell you that you can't afford something. If at the present moment you don't have the means to pay for that, you say, I'm choosing at the present moment not to buy that. But you don't say, I can't afford it. Never use that in your consciousness. That cannot stretch your consciousness by saying that you can't afford something. Because the more you say, I can't afford something, the smaller it goes, you see. So let that go in life. Here's from Psalms, to back up this statement that I just said, 37:5 states, commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Now, metaphysically, we change that always. And it reads then, commit thy ways to the law of cause and effect. Trust also in it, and it shall bring it to pass. So that's the law of cause and effect. That's the whole thing about the secret. You have to trust in it. You have to realize that you can use that law. You can use that power in your life. So in 08, think of those things. Bring them into your consciousness every morning, during the day, and at nighttime. Think of your connection to this thing that we call God, or to the universe itself, and know that that power is within you. You see, you cannot be defeated when you realize that you have a power within you that can help you, a power within you that knows what to do. So, what holds most of us back in this world is we cannot get our bloated nothingness out of the way. This big thing that we call the ego starts to tell us what we can do and can't do. Once you realize that the ego is just that and move it to the side, you can allow this power to come in and work for you. You see? But you have to get yourself out of the way. How many times have you heard that, or how many times have you figured that in your own life? You hear people, you're in your own way. You're in your own way. You see? You can't do that. How many people realize with the light or something when you're reading that if you get in your own way, you cannot see to read because the light cannot come through? You have to move so that the light can come in. That's the same way with this thing that we call God. Don't stand in your own shadow. Move so that the light can come into you. You have to do that. You have to do that. So, in this new year, also remember, a wonderful affirmation is, if it's to be, it's up to me. If it's to be, it's up to me. I'm the one who has to do it. How do I start to do that? By changing my mind about myself. God does not ask us to try harder. God asks us to believe more. Believe in this power. Believe that the universe does respond to you. That the universe supports you. Why does the universe support you? Because you're one with it. But if your mind says, oh, that's a bunch of hooey, then it's going to remain a bunch of hooey, you see. We have to do the work. And when we say we have to do the work, that means the mental work. You have to be able to control your mind. You have to be able to control your mind to see what it's doing to you. That's called becoming a witness to your own thinking so that you can detach yourself and see what you're doing. And most people are too close to the problem, too close to themselves, to be able to see what they're doing. So in this year, just draw back a little. Just draw back a little and see the difference. I used to tell people that if you take two counts before you open your mouth to respond to anything, you'll get a different idea of what to say. No one can tell that you've counted to two. You don't have to, but our minds want to be so ready to spit back at people. You see, when I'm talking, if you're not paying attention to me, your mind is already coming up with a question, coming up with an answer, or it's putting something else together. And that's what we do in private conversations. We very rarely hear the person that's talking because we're formulating a clever answer to come back with it. You see, don't do that to yourself. Give that person your full attention. Listen to everything that they're saying. Then you start to listen to what you're saying. And that's what most people don't hear. People do not hear what they're saying. You see, you have to be able to hear what you're saying. If you're saying to yourself, well, money doesn't grow on trees. Oh, money's very scarce right now. The market's really down. The real estate bottomed out. I talked to somebody on the phone the other day. And it was a mortgage person calling. She wanted to know how much I thought my place was worth. I told her. She said, well, you know, it's really bottomed out. I said, well, maybe where you're coming from, it's bottomed out. But not where I'm coming from. Not where I'm coming from. You see? You can't do that to yourself. You have to realize that you can live in your own reality. You can create a universe of your own. You do not have to participate in the reality and the universe that's going on around you. That's just collective consciousness. Draw away from that and say, here's the way I want to live. Here's the way I want my life to work. Here's what I want to bring into my life. Then give yourself permission to bring those things into your life. And how do you do that? Always by starting with, I'm worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that I matter. See, this is the year to come into your own. In 2008, say to yourself, I'm coming into my own. Meaning, I'm going to realize what power I have within me. And I'm going to use that power instead of just talking about it, feeling good about it, you see. That's like taking a tranquilizer. If you're just going to think about it, go out and do something about it. It's fun to think about all this stuff. It's a great mental exercise. But where does it get you if you can't use it? You see, you will hear me say all the time, everyone knows that God is mighty. But how many people know that God is useful? And how many people use God? You have to be able to use God, you see. Now, even the people who get offended when I say use God, anytime they're living, moving, and having their being, it's God that's doing that. You are not keeping yourself alive, people. You are not doing that. You are alive because of the life of God that is inside of you. That is why you are alive. That is how you animate yourself. It's God that's doing that, or the cosmic power that's doing that. You see? And if you don't have that inside of you, you're not going to be up walking around. You see? So you have to use humility with this. Who knows? Now, humility, when I use the word humility, most people think, oh, that means somebody that's shy, bashful, retiring, and runs and hides, and stays in the corner all the time. No. Humility is a wonderful thing of knowing, oh, I am part of God, and I can use God. But I don't shout it from the rooftops. I'm not conceited about the whole thing. That's humility. So learn to accept this. How many people here still cannot accept that. Can you accept that all you are is God, but you're not all that God is, and that God wants nothing but good for you? All right. You have to be able to do that. So even when it looks like that's not happening, you have to keep saying that to yourself. You have to say it to yourself until it does happen. And it will happen. That is the way it works. You see. In religious science, we call it the thing itself. They refer to God as the thing itself. Ancient people referred to God as no thing or nothing. Because you can't see God. God is everywhere. God is everything, you see. But at the same time, God is no thing, you see. We can say all that I am is God, but I'm not all that God is, which makes sense. But that also means God is no thing, because God is everything, you see. Some people don't understand that. So, in this new year, learn to understand that about yourself. That you can use this power, that this power is within you. Get rid of the past. Let go of all those old hates, hurts, grudges, slights of any type. Get them out of your life for this new year. How many people have been thinking the same thought for the last 20 years? Trying to change something for the last 20 years? Or haven't forgiven themselves for something that they did 20 years ago. That's an absolute ridiculous thing to do, you know, because that person does not exist anymore. You see, I am not the same person that I was when I woke up this morning. So if I did something this morning that was absolutely stupid and all, I have completely forgiven myself about it by now because I've grown. I'm not that person. And that's what you have to know. Life is a process. You see, and you're just processing all the time. Everyone wants to become more spiritual. You can't become more spiritual. You can learn more about spirituality. You can't become any more spiritual than you already are. We all are 100% spirit. You're not 95% spirit looking for the other 5%. What you're looking for is an understanding. That's what you're looking for. So do we just get more understanding of what it's all about, you see? We can all do this, you see. Each and every one of us has that power within us. And we have to learn to use it and not be convinced by the world, authority figures, or anything else that tell us differently. This is the year to experience God inside as a feeling and not just as a mental concept, you see. It's time to make God real, not just a fun concept. I heard Hillary on television last night after being thrilled to death, then saying, God bless you. And I just love it. Everyone wants to throw that God bless you in there. God already blesses you. God already blesses you. But the reason why I bring that up is, it's just lip service. It's absolute lip service. Oh, wow, we have that at the end. God bless you. You see. God always blesses you. Know that. You see. God blesses this whole world and everybody in it. Because God is the world and God is everybody. So, these are the things to know. I have a few things here. These are attracting qualities and repelling qualities. Allowing yourself to have is an attracting quality. The repelling quality is feeling you don't deserve. An attracting quality, focusing on what you love and want. A repelling, focusing only on what you don't want. So many people can tell you exactly what they don't want, but they can't tell you what they want. You have to focus on what you want. If you focus on what you don't want, you're going to get more and more of what you don't want. Attracting quality. Thinking of how you will create money. Thinking of how you will create money instead of repelling quality. Focusing on how you need money. You cannot go around focusing, I need money. And I hear people say all the time, I need money, I need money, I need money. I need money. That costs them, well, I need money. Why don't we use that? Because if you use the word need, it makes you needy. And words are powerful. They go someplace and they do something. Words structure thought. And if you're using the word need, 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 you're structuring in your thinking neediness. So now you're saying, I don't have, you see. And you must always come from the point that you do have, and that you have everything that you want, and you want more of everything that you have. You see? That's what it's about. Using your mind, changing your mind about yourself and about life itself. There's a completely different way to go through life than most people do. And this teaching will teach you how to do that, to go through life differently, so that you can be prosperous, you can be successful, you can absolutely like yourself, absolutely love yourself, and not have those moments when the mind bashes you in all the time, telling you that you're worthless, and all the other things that the mind loves to tell you, or that you're dumb or stupid, or look what you did now, and all, yada, yada, yada. Get rid of that, excuse me, in the new year. Get rid of it. We can all do it. We can all do it, and we can make up our minds in this year to come into our own. To come into our own and to have what we want this year. Don't postpone any longer. Say to yourself, the walls of lack and delay crumble around me. The walls of lack and delay crumble around me. I enter my promised land. I enter my promised land, and it's wonderful, and so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.
And there's a basket there for donations, and Dallas's cards are in that basket, because he's available for spiritual